Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to St. Catherine's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this third Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer and worship of our Heavenly Father. In our Gospel reading today, we see Jesus sending out his disciples two by two to proclaim the good news of his presence among his people. In our day too, we have been called by Jesus to proclaim the good news of his presence among us, to prepare the way for him to come into the lives of those among whom we live. And so we pray for his guidance, his strength, and his encouragement as we seek to live our lives as his faithful disciples. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the Triune Majesty. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm, and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your body shall flourish like the grass, and it shall be known that the hand of the Lord is with his servants, and his indignation is against his enemies. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you. Sing praises to your name. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds among mortals. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. There we rejoiced in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let the rebellious not exalt themselves. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. And if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The kingdom of God has come near to you, says the Lord. Listen to me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into the streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me.' The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, In your name even the demons submit to us. He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In our gospel reading today, we see Jesus preparing for the next stage of his public ministry. Looking around him, he sees a world in need. People's lives are without direction. They are like sheep without a shepherd. People without purpose, constantly searching for something to give meaning to their lives. To further his mission, he sends out his disciples two by two to proclaim the good news of his presence, to prepare the way for his coming to the villages and towns that he intended to visit. He knows that they will not always be made welcome, telling them, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. He tells them, take nothing with you. All they need are his words. The kingdom of God has come near to you. They are to offer his peace, a peace that the world cannot give, to each house they enter with the words, peace be to this house. Some of these households, Jesus tells them, will welcome them in peace. They will listen to them and open their hearts to accept Jesus when he visits their town. Others, though, will not welcome them and will reject all that they have to say. Do not waste time with them, Jesus tells his disciples. We also live in a world which is becoming more and more restless. People are angry, dissatisfied with their lives, trying to find happiness in material things, buying the latest tech, the latest gadget, always looking for something elusive that they will believe will bring that sense of peace, which is the longing of every human heart, that peace which only Jesus can give. The peace that comes from knowing that we are loved by God, who longs to share his eternal life with his people. As disciples of Christ, Jesus sends us, as he sends his disciples in the gospel reading, to proclaim his presence with us, to prepare the way for his coming into the life of our community, into the lives of our families and friends. We are sent from here back into our daily lives with the words, go in peace, to love and serve the Lord. Commission given to the disciples in the gospel today is the commission given to us every time we come to worship together. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Israel and Gaza, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace, for they shall be called God's children. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing and our hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligere, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a happy, peaceful, safe and healthy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Jesus.